Hello, this is Charles Carroll with the BBC News. Indonesia's disaster agency says the earthquake and tsunami that hit the island of Sulawesi on Friday has killed at least 384 people. All the victims found so far were in the city of Palu, which was struck by a 3-metre tsunami triggered by the quake. Our Indonesia editor, Rebecca Henschke, reports.
Communications and power in the city of Palu remain limited, but images coming out show rows of dead bodies lying amongst the rubble of houses along the shoreline. One shows a man carrying the body of his infant child. Waves up to 3 metres high swept through the scenic coastal city on the island of Sulawesi after a powerful 7.7 magnitude quake. Strong aftershocks continue to be felt, and authorities are telling frightened residents to stay outside.
President Trump has accepted a demand from US senators to have the FBI investigate sexual misconduct allegations against his nominee for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. It follows his appearance before a Senate committee on Thursday in which he strenuously denied attacking a woman in the 1980s. A full Senate vote on Mr. Kavanaugh's nomination has been delayed by a week so that the investigation can be carried out. Here's our correspondent in Washington, Chris Buckler.
We must be clear about this investigation by the FBI. It is very limited in scope. It is not a criminal investigation. It is effectively a background check. And what it will be done over the next week is for them to go back and to look at some of the questions about Brett Kavanaugh, to look at them and to try to talk to people. But, of course, they have less than 7 days to do it. The White House has been very clear that as far as they're concerned, it must be completed in a week.
The Japanese carmaker Toyota has said that it would have to stop production in the UK for what it called unprecedented and unpredictable periods if there's no deal on Britain's withdrawal from the EU, the European Union. The company's concerned that delays at borders would affect its factory in the city of Derby. Sanja Berg has more details.
The factory relies on lorries coming from the EU, each with a mixture of parts intended for specific cars already ordered by customers and dealers. These components go straight onto the assembly line, and just a single lorry delayed can break the complex sequence and halt production. And that's expensive. The government said it was determined to ensure the UK remained a competitive location for automotive manufacturing.
World News from the BBC.